takeaway or where you saw this one get away from your group team?
You know, I think I don't think it's like an effort thing. I think, you know, guys worked hard. I thought we competed. I thought we had a lot of ozone time. Just, you know, when breakdowns happen and mistakes happen, they just are, you know, too big of breakdowns and too big of mistakes. We're giving up too many odd man rushes and the puck's just going in the back of our net. So, I mean, that's on us to obviously correct those and support each other all throughout the ice and not give up those, you know, bad mistakes like that, because, you know, you play good teams and it ends up in the back of your net. But you know, I think it's more of a cerebral thing than an effort thing.
Greg called a timeout after the first goal. He might have been looking at it, but also had a message for you guys on the bench. Did it kind of feel like early on that maybe he was trying to send the message that it was going in a certain direction?
No, they were just checking for offsides.
When you talk about your assessment that you just did, I wonder, is that a major overhaul, Austin, in terms of fixing that, or is that just some, you know, tweaks here and there? How do you see, you know, a solution in that?
I think it's just being connected throughout, you know, all five guys on the ice. I mean, the effort's there. I think guys are competing, especially over the last week. I think we've kind of found our identity, but when mistakes happen, they're just egregious ones. So, you know, that's, like I said, that's a cerebral thing. That's something that, you know, as all five guys on the ice need to be together as one and support each other. When a guy pinches, we need support coming from F3 and vice versa. Just being more connected throughout the whole ice and not giving up these, you know, 3-on-1s, 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s, and then up in the back of your net.
It's not the way he probably wanted to get it tonight, but John gets his 500th in the NHL. I guess, like, what does that mean for his teammate to see it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, can't say enough great things about Johnny and the person that he is, the teammate, the professional, the guy that, you know, shows up to the rink every day and one of the hardest workers, takes care of himself in all different ways. So I feel very lucky to, you know, call him a great friend, a teammate, and a guy that all of us are extremely happy for. You know, tonight's a big accomplishment.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.